Just a quick heads up that I am currently on maternity leave, which means that the Fertility Co podcast is taking a break. But please don't panic because I am already working on some exciting things behind the scenes. And when I come back, I'm really looking forward to sharing with you a brand new, completely free mini course all about ovulation and finding your fertile window. In the meantime, there are still heaps of ways that you can continue to learn about your fertility and your menstrual cycle while I take a break. If you're just getting started with charting your cycle, you can check out my free fertility roadmap. If you want to dive deeper and learn exactly when you're ovulating, then you can watch my Fix Your Fertility Masterclass. There is, of course, also my Conceive with Confidence workshop series and, of course, my flagship online program, Fertility School. If you want individualized support from a trained fertility educator, that's me, then you can book in to my waitlist for a one-on-one consult, and I would love to work with you to achieve your fertility goals in 2024. Spots are strictly limited though, and links to all of those resources are in the show notes.
I'm Rachel, and I'm obsessed with all things periods, pregnancy, pelvic floor, and helping women just like you to navigate all of life's major milestones. I'm a physiotherapist, a natural fertility educator, and my passion is teaching women how to take control of their health. Fertility, pregnancy, nutrition, and menstrual cycle health, we'll dive deep into all of it right here. All those questions you've been secretly Googling, all those things you're too embarrassed to ask your doctor, because, well, we're women. Shouldn't we just know this stuff? So get comfy and get ready to finally have all of your questions answered. Hit subscribe now and let me teach you what they never taught us in health class. Hello and welcome to another episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening as always. Have you ever heard the advice that low AMH levels mean you'll never get pregnant naturally? Well, I have some thoughts about this. Drumroll please, quality over quantity, always. Why do I believe this? Even though others may have a different opinion or a different take, that AMH levels are everything when it comes to your fertility. It's because while AMH levels are a pretty reliable indicator of your ovarian reserve, so how many eggs remaining in your ovaries have that reproductive potential, AMH levels give no insight into the quality of those remaining eggs. So that's what we're talking about in today's episode. Sure, the more eggs we have, the better, because this gives us an indication of time frames for conceiving and when we might be entering perimenopause. But when you're trying to conceive, we want as many good quality eggs as possible. So let's kick things off by breaking down what AMH levels actually mean and how accurate they are. So we'll start by talking about ovarian reserve, and this refers to the number of viable eggs that are left in a woman's ovaries. Eggs with reproductive potential, the potential to be fertilized and to develop into a baby. Unlike men who produce sperm throughout their adult life, women are born with all the eggs that they'll ever have in their lifetime, and the quality of these eggs will gradually decline as she becomes older. By the age of about 35, this quality will begin to decline a lot more rapidly, which is why this is around the age that we start to think about that body clock and all of those other fun things. Inside our ovaries, we have follicles, which contain the eggs that will develop and mature at ovulation. These follicles produce a hormone called anti-Müllerian hormone, AMH, and so the amount of AMH present gives us an indication of the number of eggs in the follicle, our ovarian reserve. The level of AMH in a woman's blood is a pretty reliable indicator of her ovarian reserve. The amount of AMH remains pretty constant until early adulthood, and it will start to decline from about age 25, then a little more rapidly from about 35, and it will continue to decline until it reaches zero at menopause. So AMH declines, which in turn causes egg quality to decline with age. Now let's talk about AMH testing, also called the egg timer test. It's a blood test and it can be done at any time throughout the menstrual cycle, so it's not dependent on what phase of the cycle you're in, like a lot of other hormone testing. It's usually done combined with an antral follicle count via ultrasound to predict your ovarian reserve. There are mixed opinions about whether oral contraceptives have an effect on AMH levels as well, particularly if you're not having monthly breaks with the sugar pills, but rather taking the hormone pills continuously. Something to keep in mind if you're testing while on contraception or after long-term use. You can ask your GP or a fertility specialist for a referral for testing. In Australia, testing isn't currently covered by Medicare and it will set you back about $100, and you should receive your results within about a week. Your results will then be interpreted by comparing your levels to the levels of other women of the same age. A low AMH level for your age could be a possible sign of early menopause, while an abnormally high AMH level may indicate PCOS. Like any blood test, there are normal ranges, but of course, normal to one practitioner may not necessarily be normal to another. You may be right on the cutoff of the lower end of normal and be told everything's fine, while another woman may also be at the cutoff but at the upper end of low levels. So even though the two results are almost identical, one woman is being told her levels are too low, while another is told she's fine and within normal range. So this is why you want actual numerical values and to know where you sit on that spectrum, not just high, normal, or low, so that you can get a really good idea of where you're actually sitting. Another limitation of AMH testing that I mentioned earlier is that although it can give you insight into your remaining quantity of eggs and therefore the number of fertile years you have left, it does not give you any information about the quality of those remaining eggs. So once again, two women might have very similar AMH levels, but their chances of conceiving are actually very different because one has good quality eggs and the other doesn't. So there are two key reasons why you would choose to get your AMH levels tested. First, to determine your fertility status, and secondly, to look at your response to fertility medications if you've started the process of assisted reproduction or you're about to start. If you're under 35, you might choose to be tested to check your ovarian reserve and your fertility status so that you can decide when is the right time for you to start a family. If you've been trying to conceive for more than 6 months, you might choose to test to make sure your ovarian reserve is appropriate for your age. It can also be helpful if you're at a high risk of reduced ovarian reserve for any number of reasons, like a history of ovarian failure, a family history of early onset menopause, autoimmune disease, or if you've had chemotherapy or ovarian or endometrial surgeries in the past. It's also really useful for women with a diagnosis of PCOS or polycystic ovaries. For those women who have started fertility treatment, AMH testing can predict your ovaries' response to fertility medications. Unfortunately, we can't increase AMH levels, but if we know your AMH levels are extremely low, then you might receive a higher dose of fertility medication. If you haven't started treatment yet, but you're considering whether to take this line of action to help you to conceive, it's useful information to have because low AMH levels might indicate a possible poor response to treatment compared to someone with higher levels. It will give an indication as to how many eggs can be retrieved in an IVF cycle, and with women more commonly freezing their eggs, AMH levels can help you to determine how many eggs you'll likely be able to freeze in one cycle. With that said, low or high levels are not the only indication of pregnancy success. This is testing your ovarian reserve, the quantity of eggs you have, and it's not a measure of your fertility. Like I've said already, it's quality over quantity. If you undergo testing and receive a normal result, but you're still having trouble getting pregnant, then egg quality might be a contributing factor. This isn't necessarily a bad thing because we can't change our AMH levels, but we can improve the quality of our eggs with some pretty simple lifestyle changes. Now let's talk about why your levels might be low. AMH levels might be low and you might consider testing for those situations that I've talked about where ovarian reserve may be low or have been diminished for many different reasons. So age being a huge one, endometriosis, PCOS, genetic factors, autoimmune disease, chemotherapy or past surgeries. Other factors that can contribute to low AMH levels are, you guessed it, lifestyle factors. Smoking, environmental pollutants, obesity. While one of the biggest causes is older age, which we can't control, we can control these lifestyle factors. And remember, we can't increase our AMH levels, so this needs to start when we're younger, before we even think about starting a family. It's those positive behaviours that we implement early to avoid the cumulative effects of negative behaviours later. This is why with age, egg quality can drop and getting pregnant can be more difficult because of those cumulative effects of our lifestyle over a longer period of time, say in your 40s compared to your 20s. If you do have low AMH levels, it's not all doom and gloom because you can improve the quality of your eggs, and this is also through those modifiable lifestyle factors. Let me make it very clear that AMH testing is not the holy grail of fertility testing. It's just one piece of the overall fertility puzzle. It's not a test of whether you can or can't get pregnant naturally, and that's because this testing does not tell us about the quality of your eggs. There's no test, unfortunately, for egg quality, but we do know that it declines with age in a pretty predictable way. And we do know that lifestyle modifications, diet, exercise, sleep, stress management, and avoiding environmental pollutants and hormone disruptors all impact egg quality in a positive way. AMH testing also can't tell you if you have fibroids, scarring, endometriosis, PCOS, or any other condition that may make it more difficult to conceive. It is a snapshot of your levels at one particular point in time. Of course, it's completely understandable that after having this test, you want to know if your AMH levels are normal for your age, whether they're higher or lower than average. But what's average anyway, really? Average ranges can only be determined from the pool of data that we have available. So there's a high possibility that this data pool is a little skewed because women conceiving easily aren't going out and getting their levels tested in the first place. So rather than having your results compared to an entire population of women without fertility issues, you're being compared to past averages based on a population of women who have been tested after having trouble conceiving. So the results could likely be very different. So take your results with a grain of salt and consider how you can optimize the quality of your eggs before falling into a downward spiral of despair because you've been told your levels are low. So can you increase your AMH levels? What can you do if you've been told your AMH levels are low? If your results indicate that your levels are lower than expected for your age, you'll likely be referred on to a fertility specialist for further testing and discussion of next steps. It is really important to point out here that women with low ovarian reserves and women with high ovarian reserves get pregnant at exactly the same rate, meaning regardless of your ovarian reserve, your chances of conceiving do not change. Why? Because both groups of women release one egg per month at ovulation. One group might have more remaining, but having higher ovarian reserve and therefore higher AMH levels doesn't mean you release more than one egg at ovulation. In this case, how do we work out which woman is more likely to conceive? By the quality of the eggs that she does have. There is no specific treatment for low AMH levels, so the focus will therefore be on improving the quality of your remaining eggs. This is done through lifestyle management, diet, exercise, sleep, stress, and environmental factors. Supplementation with vitamin D, coenzyme Q10, folic acid, and fish oil have all been associated with positive outcomes for women with low AMH levels. And again, the goal isn't to increase levels, it's to optimize the quality of the remaining eggs to maximize chances of conception. So this allows you to make sure you've explored all of your conservative options first, but having this test and knowing what you're working with is useful in that it gives you advanced warning that your ovarian reserve is declining. So if you are in your mid to late 30s, this is likely going to prompt you to explore your reproductive options sooner rather than later. So it's a bit of a shorty episode today, but a lot of women contact me and say, oh, my AMH levels are this, my AMH levels are low. What does this mean? What can I do to get pregnant? So I hope that I've helped to clarify things and give you a little bit of peace of mind if you have been told that your levels are low, because it is all about quality over quantity. So let's recap what we've talked about in this episode. First, we talked about what AMH levels actually mean and how accurate they are. We talked about your ovarian reserve and how an AMH test is actually done. We talked about when you might like to test your AMH levels and the circumstances surrounding that. We talked about why your levels might be low. And of course, why you can't increase your AMH levels, but what you can do if you've been told your AMH levels are lower than average for your age. So if you are feeling deflated because you've been told your AMH levels are too low to conceive naturally, please remember that quality is more important than quantity. It doesn't matter how many eggs you have left, you are still only releasing one egg with every cycle. Women with more ovarian reserve aren't at an advantage in that they're releasing more eggs with every cycle at ovulation. So please remember that. If you're dealing with low AMH levels, I'd love to know if this has helped you to reframe how you think about it. Or do you still have any questions? If you do, please send me an email, please send me a DM and let me know, and I'd love to help. You can get today's show notes with everything that I've talked about in this episode, as well as links to freebies and related episodes at fertilityco.com.au/52. Bye for now, and don't forget that knowledge is power. When you truly understand your body, you are empowered to make informed decisions and take control of your health. Until next time. If you've made it this far, you deserve a huge virtual hug because you just finished another episode of the Fertility Co podcast. New episodes are released every Wednesday, so make sure you hit subscribe now so you don't miss when the latest goes live. Why not make my day and leave me a quick rating and review while you're over there? If you want more, head on over to Instagram at Fertility Co, slide on into my DMs and say hello, or you can visit fertilityco.com.au/podcast for show notes and access to all of the freebies that I talked about in this episode. Until next time. Let's talk about TempDrop. TempDrop's wearable sensor and accompanying charting app brings the full fertility tracking solution right to your phone. Wear the TempDrop sensor on your upper arm during sleep and then just sync to the charting app whenever it's convenient for you. TempDrop believes that every woman should be empowered and equipped with the knowledge to take control of their body. Sound familiar? That's where TempDrop steps in to provide clear, science-backed technology to help you to better track your cycle. I only recommend products that I use and love my TempDrop tracker. You can get 10% off your tracker with the code AFFertilityCo or head to fertilityco.com.au/TempDrop for more information.